Good evening.
Good evening.
Feeling a little bit like baby Jesus. There seems to be no room in here. Welcome to Village Baptist Church and to tonight's Christmas Eve service. I'm excited. Are you? Yeah. Welcome to this house of worship where you are seated in God's presence as we are reminded that God is with us and among us, and as is the testimony of Mary, that God is in us through Christ Jesus. Welcome to this gathering of souls who have come to magnify the Lord, proving that where two or three are gathered, whether in a stable or in a sanctuary, there God is also. Now I got a couple of announcements. These are Pastor Bruce's announcements, so blame them on him. We have a nursery available to you. It's to my right for infants and small children up to age 3. So no parents ducking out of the service. We're also collecting a Christmas offering for Global Missions. The Christmas offering envelopes are in your pew pockets, and there's also regular offering envelopes. And we have a very nice video that we want to show. It's about 2 minutes, 2 minutes, and I think he's cueing it now for you. So please give your attention to that, and I'll be right back.
Ja som chodila na strednú školu v Kežmarku. To je môj kraj, kde som existovala, žila. Pod Vysokými Tatrami. Bola som jediná Rómka. Budovala, tak to bolo obdobie socializmu. Samozrejme, Rómovia počas socializmu neexistovali. Rómsky sme nesmeli rozprávať v škole. V 78. roku som išla na, úplne shodou, náhod, som išla na celosvetový kongres Rómov do Ženevy. A tam som sa stretla s Romami skoro z celého sveta. V tejto chvíli neviem na to názov slovo. Zem, indickú zem. A povedali, toto je vaša zem. A som bola vtedy tak šokovaná z toho, že čo? Keď prišla vlastne tá dnešná revolúcia a pád komunizmu, my sme boli vlastne prví na Slovensku, ktorý predmet rómsky jazyk dostal do vzdelávacieho systému a naše školy majú predmet rómsky jazyk a rómske reálie. Hneď od samého začiatku sa na nás nakontaktovali priatelia z Ameriky, z organizácie CBF, a oni nám ponúkli práve tú pomoc, ktorú sme hľadali na Slovensku. Ako keby sme sa čudovali, že tak ďaleko od Slovenska existujú ľudia, existujú organizácie, ktorým záleží na tom, aby Romovia na Slovensku sa vzdelávali.
So when you give to CBF Global, you give to persons like Anna. I have a couple more announcements and then I'll get to the good part that I like, the prayer. During the lighting of candles, during the singing of Silent Night, we ask that you dip only the unlighted candle to avoid wax drips and to make sure you don't burn yourself or anyone else. We also invite you to worship with us at either 8:20 or 11 o'clock or both. We also have Sunday school in between at 9:45 a.m. I have at least one person who wants to go. We're having watch night service right here for New Year's Eve. We'll start at 10:30 in the evening with light refreshments, and at 11 o'clock we'll begin with praise and worship and a message. Finally, if you purchased any of these poinsettias, today is the big day for you to take your flower home after the service. Please don't walk up here now. After the service, we welcome you to pick up your lovely poinsettia. And while I love to talk to you all, I love nothing more than talking to God on your behalf. So why don't you pray with me? Unexpected God, who shows up in places and among people unaccounted for, who comes in ways not socially acceptable, unplanned, and impractical, who came to an unwed teenage girl, and who comes to us each day in the faces of our neighbors, strangers, and immigrants. We are so grateful for the invitation to see you in the face of a baby, to go down to your level, to be eye to eye with spirit, and to look down to find the divine. We thank you for this opportunity to remember the day that you came to us in person. We ask that you might visit us tonight, that we might be witnesses like the shepherds of the Christ child, and that we might carry that message not just in our hearts, but into the world. Amen.
Thank you. Isaiah 9, 2 and 6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
We stand and sing hymn number 103, O Come All Ye
Faithful.
I'll be reading from the first chapter of Luke, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Matthew 1, chapter 1, 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had bore a son, and he named him Jesus. May the Lord have a blessing and to hearing and reading of his word.
Be with me now. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own town to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. To you is born, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Verses 15 through 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is untied. Options are for you. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I tried. But still my soul refuses to die. Ooh, one touch will change my. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. Take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a world for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it pour like rain. We're desperate, we're reaching out for you. No rules, no religion. I've made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn to pieces. It's my it's my offering.
Lay me at the floor.
Lay me there for the Lord. Your glory and sing to you. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King.
Thanks be to God, it is unspeakable here. Lord God, you sent your Son yourself to save us, that sin would no more enslave us. And because of Christmas Day, man can live forevermore. Thanks, God. Be God.
Thank you. going to invite the children to come and join me on the platform here. I have a question for you. Do you remember where you were born?
No.
That is the right answer. It's a trick question. You don't remember because you were too young when you were born to know where you were. But I bet somebody told you where you were born, and maybe you remember what somebody told you. I know where you were born. I know where every one of you was born. No? You were born where your mother was. Am I right? Now, the question is, where was your mother when you were born? All right, how many of you were born in a hospital? Golly, that's most people, isn't it? Okay, how many of you were born at home?
I was born at home.
You were? Well, some people are born at home. Used to be everybody was born at home. How many of you were born in a barn? Nobody born in a barn. Oh, we know somebody that was born in a barn. Well, some people call it stable, some people call it a barn. It was a place where animals. Now, how do we know that he was born in a place where animals were? We know because after he was born, his mother Mary laid him in a manger, kind of like this right here. And this is a place where animals eat. It could be a cow, could be a donkey, it could be a horse, could be an ox. They would come and eat this hay out of the manger. And this was the place where Jesus was laid after he was born. It was like a, remember like this saying, away in a manger, no crib for a bed. There was no crib. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head in the manger. Now, the question is, why was Mary in the manger? Why was Mary in the stable? Why was Mary in the barn?
Because she had to leave where she was and then really quickly, and then they wanted to stop at the inn was full of the guy, and you there or the guy, and I think it was said, but I have a stable that you could stay in.
All right. It was far from home. They had to go to Bethlehem. Remember, they lived way far away. They went to Bethlehem, and there was no room in the inn. And so that they had to find some place, because the baby was coming, had to find some place, and they found this stable or this barn with a manger, and that's where the baby Jesus was born. Now, my guess is it was kind of scary for Mary and Joseph to have the baby born in a barn like that. But something happened after that that was pretty exciting. Outside the town, there were some shepherds watching their sheep. And suddenly an angel appeared to the shepherd. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which is for all people. For to you is born this day in Bethlehem a Savior who is the Messiah of the Lord. And this will be a sign. You'll find a baby wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a whole bunch of angels, and they started singing and praising God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. When the angels left, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go into Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has told us about." And so they ran into Bethlehem, and they found the barn, the stable, Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in the manger. And the shepherds told Mary and Joseph what had happened, and Mary and Joseph were amazed. In fact, Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds went back home, back to the field, back out to take care of the sheep. Now, I don't remember where I was born, and you don't remember where you were born, but we all remember where Jesus was born. We remember that Jesus was born in a barn, in a stable, and laid to rest in a manger. That's kind of a funny place for a baby to be born, isn't it, a barn? A kind of a funny place for a baby to be laid to rest in a manger. But God loved us so much that he wanted to send Jesus, even if there was no room in the inn, even if Mary and Joseph were far from home, even if the only people to hear about the baby would be a bunch of shepherds out on the field watching their flock. God loved Jesus so much that he was going to send Jesus to us no matter what. You know, the real question is not where was Jesus born, but why was Jesus born? And the reason Jesus was born was to show us how much God loves us. And that's good news for you, and that's good news for me, and that's good news for all the people. Good news. Great joy, even in a barn. Merry Christmas. Amen. Let me pray with you, okay? Father, we thank you that you loved us so much that you sent us your son, Jesus. And we thank you that you showed us how to love each other. Help us to celebrate this Christmas, remembering where Jesus was born, and even more, remembering why Jesus was born, to show us your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats.
Thank you. I'll be reading selected verses from the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.